I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. And you'll notice the studio is quite different now. I'm trying something different. It's actually a shot we've done before, long ago and far away into the annals of the Dr. Bill Show. It's kind of an angled view. I don't know. I'll have to play around with it. But we'll see. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I have my trusty Diet Pepsi with me. Yes, indeed. It's getting warm because I've been busy setting this all up, and so it's been getting warm this whole time. What are you going to do? Anyway, I suppose next I'll need a refrigerator in here. No, not really. I just need to get it ready earlier and then get the Coke or Diet Pepsi. I call Diet Pepsi's Coke, much to the consternation of the Game Master, who is a stickler for accuracy. I used to drink a lot of Coke back in the day, and it became kind of my trademark drink. And then I discovered that Diet Pepsi tasted better. Who knew? So, now Diet Pepsis are Coke. Just in case you're ever wondering. Okay, that should confuse you enough for one show. All right, we're talking about what's on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the lower third. The lower third, of course, is a term used by television personnel to describe, strangely enough, the lower third of the screen. Yes, I didn't say it was a highly technical term. I just said it was a term. Anyway, here's the deal. First item on this week's netcast, and that is Roku. You know I'm a big fan of Roku, right? Well, Roku is considering an IPO, initial public offering. They are weighing it. They're thinking about it. Now, I find that interesting. I'm not a big stock market kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust them. You know, I've heard it called the Wall Street Casino. And I think there's truth there. Just a little risky. At any rate, they have not made this decision yet, but the Saratoga, California-based company has selected a lead banker, said the people who requested anonymity, because the discussions are private. They're private, yet they're talking about it. Anyway, Roku recently spoke with banks about the possibility of doing an IPO, one person said. Tricia Mifsud, a Roku spokeswoman, declined to comment, saying the company is closely held and doesn't discuss further financial planning as a matter of policy. Yes, well, you know, if I was a company that was considering doing an IPO, I might consider talking about it in vague, veiled terms to see if there was interest. Just saying. I'm on to you, Roku. But I love you guys! Dude, we have our own Roku channel, you know. Dr. Bill, well, let me get it right. This show is called DrBill.TV. The channel is called DrBillBailey.net Netcasts. Yes. And I encourage you to, first of all, subscribe to the Roku, or get a Roku, then subscribe to our channel. And go ahead and five-star us. Okay? That'll help. Help spread the silliness to the world. Okay, next item, LinkedIn will now allow you to block pesky users. Now, LinkedIn, I don't know why they haven't had this feature already, to where you can block people that are being annoying. Other social sites have that. I guess they decided LinkedIn is supposed to be for businesses, and business people aren't annoying. Yes. Some business people can be more annoying. I love it. Annoying. Than other people. Yes, Fred, I know. I'm having problems with words. Not unusual, actually. Anyway, you can block these pesky business folk now with member blocking. Recently released by the professional social network site after receiving requests from users. Everybody was going, dude, why can't I block this guy? He's being a turkey. So anyway, we built this feature not only because it was a feature our members requested, but because we also knew it was the right thing to do. Paul Rockwell, who heads trust and safety at the site, said, announcing the tool. They knew it was the right thing to do. Why didn't they just do it? Instead of waiting until somebody requested it. Just saying. Anyway, you can now block folk, which is good. Microsoft! You know Microsoft is near and dear to my heart. Yes. They are dropping the price of Windows. If said price is on a machine that is small and doesn't have a lot of power. Now you say, why does that make any sense? Well, because they're trying to compete with Android and Chrome. Chrome is eating their lunch. And rightly so. I love it, actually. So, Engadget reports, at present it's tricky to make Windows PCs that cost as little as basic Android tablets and Chromebooks. While Microsoft charges vendors $50 to use Windows, Google often gives its software away. The crew in Redmond may have found a way to narrow the price gap, though. Bloomberg claims that Microsoft is cutting Windows 8.1's license fee to $15 for any device that sells for less than $250. Which will make it easier to build a device that sells for $250 if you drop the price of the Microsoft surcharge. Yes. So, Microsoft's feeling the heat. Bottom line, okay? Which, of course, I'm thrilled about. So, anyway. So, you see. Whoa! Thank you, Fred. Fred is, of course, reminding us that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Vol Mouse. Let's see if I can find a mouse here somewhere. I just happen to have one right here. Mices, you see, have these little wheelie things. Most of them do. So what if you had the ability to take the... I hit the microphone. What if you had the ability to take the wheelie thing and through software magics, turn it into... Let me put this back over here. Turn it into a volume control. How cool would that be? Yes. Well, this Geek Software of the Week, Volume Mouse. There's a name. Volume Mouse allows you to turn your wheel mouse wheel, into a volume control. Yes. And you can define all kinds of stuff. You can do things like you hold the Alt key down and you can, lots of things you can set up. Which is cool. Gotta say, I like it. So, let me read a little bit about it here. Volume Mouse provides you a quick and easy way to control the sound volume on your system simply by rolling the wheel of your wheel mouse. See, they also say wheel of your wheel mouse. It allows you to define a set of rules for determining when the wheel will be used for changing the sound volume, for example. You can configure Volume Mouse to use your mouse wheel for volume control when the Alt key is held down, when the left mouse button is down, when the mouse cursor is over the taskbar, and so on. When the conditions that you define are not satisfied, your mouse wheel will just be a mouse wheel for regular scrolling of things. So that's kind of cool. So I thought that was a neat Geek Software of the Week thing for you. Alrighty then. And finally, and now a final word. Finally, we have a note here that Netflix may be slowing down due to the whole net neutrality thing that we've talked about before. Net neutrality, as you know, is something I am for. That is the net being neutral in terms of content. The content, the speed of the network you're on should not matter based on content. Okay? That is why it is neutral. Okay? However, net neutrality took a serious hit recently, and so it started to have an effect. The death of net neutrality has consequences, is the bottom line. We need a content-neutral internet, I see here in the intro to this article. The article says, in recent weeks, Netflix subscribers have noticed that their instant streaming service is increasingly degraded in quality and load time, and even with some hefty bandwidth connections. The big question on everyone's mind is, does the slowdown have to do with the recent suspension of net neutrality, or is it something else? Besides lots of grumbles and conversations on Twitter, Netflix itself has confirmed that speeds have degraded among several big broadband internet providers, ISPs including Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T. Here's Netflix data spanning from December 2013 to February 2014. See, here's the thing about that. If I had an ISP that was throttling my bandwidth, I would find another ISP. Know what I'm saying? Now, here I'm using North State Plex, which is their fiber optic internet connection, and it rocks. And I've noticed no degradation, no slowdowns, no problems whatsoever on my internet. And that is a good thing. Okay? So if you are using a provider that has recently slowed down your connections, particularly like, let's say, with Netflix or video, something like that, then I would suggest you start shopping for another ISP. The best way to vote is with your money, your wallet. Yes. The sooner we tell these people that they're a bunch of turkeys and shouldn't be interfering with our internet, the better off we are. Rah! Yeah, I get all curmudgeonly over that. You mess with my bandwidth, dude, you're in for it. Know what I'm saying? Yes. Alrighty then. Well, it's been a show this week. Perhaps not ultimately exciting. And the angle is different, so that's different. I've got a green pig peeking over my shoulder. Is that good? Don't know. Anyway, I'll keep tweaking. I'll keep playing with this. I love to tweak. Not twerk. No. Tweak. So there you go. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.